You are now listening to the Lexicon Podcast. Now, let the show begin.
All right, guys, how's it going? Welcome to the Lexicon Podcast, episode 21. Now,
we're legal, by the way. And I am not even drinking a beer.
Not yet. Not yet.
Just sucks. We got Sunday hot dog coming in the way, aka the only day we could do this.
She's talking about street hot dogs, like, you know, how you see the vendors outside of nightclubs and stuff like that.
The ones you get for like $5, and if you want chips and a drink on the side, it's like $7. Kind of how one of our first kind of dates went.
Yeah, but that's like more into us actually already dating. So it wasn't even one of our first dates. But anyway, before we get into that, I actually want to let you guys know that for these next two podcasts, it's going to be a couples cast, as I like to call it. This first one is going to be Liz and myself. The second one is going to be Luis and Angie. And then the one after that will be the trilogy, which will be pretty much how we all met in high school and just high school stories. So some stuff came up that we can't meet for these next 2 weeks. So we're going to put this in between as, you know, who we are and how we met and everything like that. So without further ado, as always, I'm joined today by my co-host,
Liz.
And of course, you guys know she's my wife. Of course, you guys know me, Alex, a.k.a. Exclusive
Eli. We're married?
Yeah, we're married. Oh my. Wow. Okay. I'm going to cut that out.
That's funny.
All right, guys. So we actually wanted to do a quick podcast for you guys so you guys get to know who we are, how we met and everything. So she was already going into the story of us going to a date later on and stuff like that. That was actually like 2 months into a relationship. 2-3 months? Yeah, it was.
No.
Yes, it was.
No.
Yes, it was.
No. My drunk phase when you saw me was within 2 weeks that we probably known each other.
No, that felt like it was longer. No, it was longer. It was longer than that. Because you gotta remember, like, the first date we had and then the second one were really close together. But then after that, they were, like, separated a little bit apart.
We got together middles of...
Middles
of October.
Middles?
Yes, because it's not exactly in the middle, but it's somewhere around the middles.
No, it's not middles. We got together in October. We pretty much celebrated everything in October, birthday, anniversary, for, you know, both our birthdays and anniversary all in October. But we both knew each other in high school, but in passing. So we were like, I knew you because like mutual friends, and you knew of me because of mutual friends, and it was more in passing thing. We never really talked to each other in high school. You were too emo for me back in high school.
And you were too band geek for me.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I like good music, and then you like emo
music.
Oh,
really? You know what I'm saying? Oh, sorry. Cut my life into pieces.
So one of the things that was funny enough for me, like, obviously, I knew who you were in high school. I knew your name, but I just didn't know about you or really of you. But after high school happened and everything, I have a friend who I've been friends with since middle school. Two friends, actually, who I've been friends with since middle school. And it was like a Halloween post on Facebook or something that I saw that they had posted picture like of like the group of all your friends that were hanging out and stuff like that. And then you were in that picture with one of my like middle school best friends. And it was funny because I was like, how the hell do you guys know each other?
What? This friend, what's the first letter?
Don't worry about it.
That's only the only picture I could think of is, starts with the N.
Well, I mean, yeah, he was there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean,
I know which picture then.
Yeah,
which is weird because during that times you would literally find me being the only girl in a group of guys, and it's not in a bad way. It's just girls would flake. I'm just like, fuck this. I want to go party. Fuck this. Who's going out? Hit me up. Who's ready to pick me up? Let's go.
Yeah, you were more outgoing than I was during that time. I was just mostly just working in school, and then I didn't have time for social life.
Yeah.
And then you were partying and working, so you like it was a little bit different for you. Like they always say that in life you have two out of the three. It's either work, partying, like it's work, friends, or school, or like work, friends, and family. Like you can kind of mix family and friends together, but it's like work, family, friends, or like hobbies.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, it depends. You can, you most sane people, as they say, can only handle two out of the three. If you handle all three, it's just you're in a time crunch and you are like the time management god. So for me, it was obviously work and school. Of course, family, like whatever free time I had was either myself or like family. I really didn't like have time to go out because most of the time I was working weekends anyway, or I was like closing night shifts on Saturdays and like going in Sunday morning to just get the weekend runs out of it. You know, I'm like, I don't want to be there on a Sunday afternoon and after working a Saturday afternoon. I just felt like that would be pointless.
Seriously, days on Sundays when you have to work is like a snail. Just crawl. They just go so slow.
Yeah, like what I used to do, I used to actually manage a retail store. And what I used to do is, you know, everybody has the schedules and stuff like that. So every other Saturday, depending on, because we were a small group of people. So like every other Saturday, I would give somebody time off and then I would give myself time off. So it would be fair, you know, and not everybody worked every Saturday. It would be like every other Saturday, somebody would be off and stuff like that. So you felt like it was fair and people wouldn't complain. But Sunday mornings, though, I volunteered Sunday mornings. Like, I didn't care if I worked Saturday night the night before. Like, Sunday morning, 6, 7 a.m., I was there. Because we opened at 11. But since we only needed one person in the mornings for, like, inventory and stuff like that, I would go in, like, 6, 7 in the morning, do all the inventory. By the time we, like, opened the store and, like, we worked, I had to take my lunch by, like, 12. And then I come back and I just work for, like, 3 more hours and then just go home. So I wouldn't have to deal with like customers for like only like 3 hours technically, and other people got to sleep in, which is what they preferred. So I was like, that's fine with me. So I would just go in, work for like 3-4 hours by myself and just put music and just chill.
Why can't Monday to Friday be like that? Like, hey, I need you to do inventory in this store. All right, cool, I'll drive there.
Because it's I don't like working retail. Like, I don't miss retail. No,
but just the
all.
Fact of just being there for a couple hours without seeing other people's face and you blasting your music at 100 if you want to while you're
doing
all
that. I mean, I do
that
already with headphones.
It's not the same thing, though. You get to dance around and,
I mean,
and fart around, you know?
It doesn't matter for me. Like, as far as, like, having the space, like, I don't care. Like, right now, I prefer where I am as far as, like, the jobs. Because I can sit down and just work and put my music on and it just kind of, like, loses the time as it flies by. Mm-hmm. I mean, I miss my coworkers. Like, I had some of the best coworkers when I was working in retail because, you know, we had to do something in order to pass the time. Like, we would have, you know, we really couldn't have downtime as far as, like, be on our phones or watch a movie or anything like that. I mean, you really can't at any job, really. But working, like, retail, like, and stuff like that, like, I miss, like, those coworkers just having, like, a blast and just laughing at everything, you know, trying to make our days better so the time would pass by.
Yeah, when you work retail and you get along with the people around you, they kind of become your second family away from home. You spend more than half of your day sometimes there, or if you're doing part-time, a few hours, but you're still there chilling with them, talking to them, playing around, catching up on the weekend, catching up on movies. Kind of fun.
Yeah, it was a blast. I mean, and we would be like, hey, let's hang out after work or whatever and go do something. And we'd be like, yeah, I don't work tomorrow. Let's do it. Or I'd be like, nah, dude, I work tomorrow early morning. Like, I'll let you guys enjoy your have a fun. Like, I'm going to go get some sleep because I'd rather all eat. Go get some sleep, come back if I have to work the morning and then get it done and then just have the night free and not go home and take a nap or go to sleep afterwards, especially because I can't take naps just because my body just doesn't do well with naps.
Yeah. We're jelly of each other. I could take naps. He can't take naps. Stay up late. He could stay up late.
I'm not really jealous of like you taking naps.
Are
really.
You jelly downside? I know you are jelly.
Not really, because I feel like if I were to take a nap, I'd just lose hours in a day.
You do. Yesterday, I took a nap and I lost an hour and a half that I could have been catching up on shows.
I mean, yeah, that's how naps work.
Yeah, but on another note,
yeah. So like, I saw that picture of you with him and like hanging out on Halloween. I was like, how the hell do you guys know each other? And then obviously, there's the six degrees of separation, you know, theory that you really can know somebody pretty much by like six steps, like six people. Sorry. Are really what separate you from knowing somebody else. So it takes me knowing one person who's another person who's another person who's another person and so forth and so on, who knows that person that I'm trying to get to know. And through correlation, sometimes it works where like they all line up and you get to meet that other person because of all the six people that separate each other. But most of the time, obviously, it doesn't. But it is, even though it's a big world, as people call it, like where we live, it's still a small city, technically. There's a lot of people in it, but, you know, we all went to the same high school, same middle school. So we're all around the same area. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it wasn't that difficult that we would have known each other, even in passing. And, I mean, you technically lived only a few blocks from me, and I had no idea that you lived so close.
That's so true. I mean, we didn't share the same middle school, but we did share the same elementary and high school.
Oh, I forgot about that. You went to the same elementary. I didn't have no idea. I went to
a different one,
I forgot.
Yeah, I'm like, that's funny. We both went to the same, you know, elementary school, the same high school, but we did not go to the same middle school. However, our schools are not divided by, what is it, year-round? It's by tracks.
Yeah, so they used to have a track system. I think now it's all year-round.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. I haven't looked into it. But if I remember correctly, like, almost everything now is year-round because they opened up so many schools to
spread around.
Yes, yeah, all our, like, because we live in South L.A., a lot of our schools are overcrowded, so now they try to open up, like, a lot of mini schools to kind of separate all the kids so they wouldn't be so crowded. I mean, obviously, it doesn't happen since there's so many people here, but, you know, they try what they can, I guess.
Yeah, they do. I mean, I remember being in high school and being in ninth grade, going into a class and having to sit down on a table because there wasn't enough chairs.
I don't think I ever did that.
No.
Because for me, not sitting on a table, I would probably sit on the floor. Like, I think for me, it was always, like, whenever it was overcrowded, I would sit on the floor and have to, like, take notes that way. Mm-hmm. That's, like, the thing I saw, because there was never, when there was no table and chairs, there was just no extra table. No. So it's, like, if everything was taken, like, just sit on the floor and stuff like that. But, you know, it all depends on how each class was. When I got to high school, I think the only place that was usually ever that crowded was, like, the beginning of high school. But usually by the end, it's unfortunate to say, but by the end, we had enough people that had dropped out that there was now space by the time we got to senior year. Our freshman class was, like, super huge. And our senior year wasn't as big. Like, our senior class, I'm sorry, wasn't as big. And then, even crazy enough, because we were so many, not only were we all part of, like, the big high school all together, they also separated us into, like, small learning communities, which was, like, their way to combat the overcrowded, like, part of the high school. To have, you know, to be able to have enough counselors to focus on enough students, which, again, it's still difficult when you have one counselor per so many students. Like, the ratio just wasn't even or even balanced at all. But, you know, regardless of that, what I'm trying to say is that we had so many kids in there. So the fact that we knew of each other, like, even in passing, like I said, is still kind of a big deal, especially when it's, like, again, such a big city. But we were still so close to each other that I mean, even like I said, I had no idea before that.
My good friend told me that it is said that you would be able to find your soulmate or the person you will marry within a 5-mile radius from where you live.
I've never heard of that.
You both share the same experiences.
Okay, that makes sense, but I've never heard of that. That's crazy. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, because she recently got married, and she had told me that before. She's like, yeah, it said that you find your, you know, blah 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 within 5 miles away from you. I'm like, oh, that's nice. Let me know where my son is going to be living at this time. 5 miles and big girls better be good for you.
obviously, you never know who each person's going to meet or who they're going to be destined to be with or anything like that. I'm very fortunate that I got to find you. And then, again, so close to where you were. And, you know, you're not that crazy. Just a little bit. Yeah. But, you know, there's a hot, crazy scale that everybody's
Latinas are around. Known to be crazy sometimes. Get her mad and she will not just slam the door, but flip you off while she's doing it.
I mean, that's not that bad, I guess. As long as I don't get physically hurt, I think I'm okay.
No, so far, no.
So far, no. If you guys if you guys find this audio podcast afterwards and you guys can find me, just, you know, who to blame.
Just, whatever, so I'll change my Instagram name. You guys won't find me.
Use this as evidence, please.
Oh, whatever.
So, with you know, with all of that aspect, of course, kind of giving you a background where we kind of the situation that we grew up and what we lived in, you know, one of the things that happened was obviously as as Facebook grew, and of course of us knowing in the passing, you kind of just always add acquaintances and just kind of add people that you know and friends, stuff like that. You don't really check, oh, are they really my friend? Am I going to add them? You know, it's not like MySpace when we had the top eight that you were like really like
meticulous. Who are we going to put here? What song are we going to choose for this date? And how are we feeling? How emo am I really to put Blink 182 or Green Day?
You know, like the top eight was meticulous, you know, like, and then they had like the top 12 or whatever they, when they expanded, and you would be like, I would be like, who do I put here? Who deserves to be like my number two, number three?
And then people would get butthurt if they weren't on it.
Dude, I'm not on your top eight. What the hell are you doing?
You're not on my top, but you're on my bottom. Hey.
That was a bad joke. Just, if there's one thing that you guys don't know about my wife, and you guys will start learning the more you listen to this podcast, that she has horrible jokes. They are dad jokes that I should be saying because, you know, I'm the dad. But she takes full care of dad jokes for me. And sometimes they're funny. Most of the time, they're not. Though. I let her know.
Aren't you so glad you marry somebody who laughs at their own jokes so you don't have to do it for them?
No, I laugh at your jokes. No. I mean, I also laugh at you at the same
time. That's fucked up. Oh, I'm about to go fucking slam the door right now. Just kidding.
But the thing is, you know, I don't laugh at all your jokes and I tell you that they're horrible because I want you to get better. You know, I'm here to help you.
How many years? I'm here to help you get better at dad jokes.
I'm here to help you be funnier. You know, I'm here to make sure that you're not awkward in public. You know, when we go out to public, I want to make sure that people like you. And then they don't look at your laughs like, they don't look at your jokes like, God, why is she here?
Grow a brain.
No, I wouldn't say that.
No, not you, but other people. You know, when people say bad jokes, you're just like,
No, see, what? Now you're saying other people don't get your jokes. No, they get your jokes. They're just like, boo, horrible
jokes. The Mamma Mia type of joke.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff like that. You know, like if you guys...
You guys go back and listen to that. It was funny. I didn't know about that. I didn't know that of him till then.
Yeah, and that's the kind of joke that she also told all the time. Like, see what I'm saying?
You know, you laughed. If you're not laughing, laugh.
So when obviously, like, you know, Facebook came around and stuff like that, Facebook Messenger was introduced, or the way you can message people and stuff like that. It wasn't Facebook Messenger, but you can message people like back and forth on Facebook, like private conversations or whatever. And then that's how I
slide into your DM.
That's how they say it now on Twitter and stuff like that for the young kids. But I really don't know how we started talking, but I know that we started, like, I think it was like a mutual thing, and we were just kind of saying like, hey, how's it going? Just kind of catching up, like, who are you? Like, who, mm-hmm. you know, who am I kind of thing? Like, how come we're on the friends of this kind of thing?
Yeah. Who added who? That's the secret question.
I don't know.
I tried going back on Facebook to like the old messages we had. And this was like probably, you know, a while back, of course. But I couldn't find a solid place where we had started talking.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, I hardly use Facebook as it is.
So it was just like random, like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? Or hey, blah, 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 blah. I will forever remember the Draft Punk.
Daft Punk?
Whatever. My blah, blah, blah. Them. That's what kind of sparked the conversation of us going out on our first date.
Yeah, because it was us talking about music. I mean, one thing I do remember, like, about our conversations that we had was that, like, we'd be talking, and then randomly you would just, like not talking in a flirtatious way, but just, like, hey, how's it going? You know, how's everything?
Blah, flirtatious. Blah, blah, kind of
thing. Not in that way yet. Mm-mm. Like, not in the way, like, hey, we should go grab dinner or, like, grow whatever.
I didn't know, just because in my own mind I was doing it flirtatiously.
No, you weren't. This is the reason why, because... all of, you know, we'd be having a mutual conversation like, oh, this song is really cool or whatever, like, listen to this, and then you wouldn't reply for like 6 months, and then I later came to find out it's because you would be in a relationship, and of course, you know, one thing I'm grateful for now is that when you're in a relationship, obviously you don't talk to other people or talk to other guys or try to be sneaky in that way, which is one thing that I noticed and one thing that I saw, and I was like, okay, I appreciate that, like, I know how she is, obviously, like, if I were to start dating this girl, I knew that she wouldn't be like that with me, which is obviously now that something I know is true.
Yeah, I don't like that in a person. If you are with somebody, your attention and then your everything should be towards that person. It's kind of stupid to try to, you know, work more than one person and then call yourself in a relationship.
Everybody's different. You know, you can't really judge people. Everybody has their own thing. You know, me and you, of course, obviously, we're married. We're in a monogamous relationship. But other people, they are open to it. They like exploring things. Everybody has their own thing. So, I mean, I'm not anyone to judge. Not everybody's right in every sense. But, yeah, I appreciate that we are in a monogamous relationship and you are the way you are. And obviously, like, even back then, I already knew that. Because the moment you were in a relationship, you would just stop our communication. And I was like, she's dating somebody.
I'll wait until she replies.
when you would reply or whatever, or like you wouldn't even get back to it. Like I forget how it would start or something, and they would message each other again. And I'm like, oh, okay, she's single again. So she's open. She's testing the waters and seeing who she can reel in.
Who can I date next? Who's my next victim?
Pretty much, and you know, I got hooked, and here I am. But one of the things that we talked about, and of course all that stuff, and then it finally like grew into the flirtatious, like, hey, talk messages and stuff like that, was me trying to get a way to, you know, me trying to figure out a way to take you to dinner so we can go out and have dinner and get to know each other and obviously take you on a date.
You don't know this, but I had actually asked you about Mama Juana's. Mm-hmm. Not in the way of, hey, do you know of a place to go?
Oh, I thought,
but more in a way of, let's go together.
I had no idea. I was really bad at reading messages.
I remember that
the tone doesn't come across the messages. Okay.
Yeah, when I asked you that, it wasn't more of a, hey, do you know this about this? You know, do you know any good place? Also, place. I was more of a ask me out.
That's type funny. Of thing.
Yeah. And then,
it was funny because when you asked me that, obviously I said Mama Juana's, which is a salsa club that I'm not sure if they're open if they're open again, but they.
They're not. I checked already. I checked recently.
Okay. And it's a place that I've gone because I enjoyed the atmosphere that they had in that club. It was like, it was a small place. They had a live band and then they used to teach salsa like at the beginning, like at a certain time. Some people who were like new to it and stuff like that. But it was really, really small. But it was really, really cool. The atmosphere was always really good. And the live bands were always really great. Always full of energy. So I enjoyed that place. I only went a couple times. But when you told me, obviously, I mentioned Mama Juana's. And then I said, oh, yeah, we should hang out or we should go or whatever, like as a way of inviting everybody to try to get you there and everything. But then when I checked, it was closed. I was like, oh, I had no idea. It's been like a couple of years since I've been there and it was actually officially closed. And I was like, oh, that sucks. So and then the thing is, I had no real idea of other salsa clubs because I hadn't really been to other ones.
There really isn't many out there, at least that I've seen on Yelp. They all have all right reviews.
Yeah, and then the only other clubs, in quotation marks, around us are, like...
Hip-hop, reggaeton.
Not even hip-hop. Like, around here, around this neighborhood, it's, like, all, like, old people Latin music. Yeah. Like, old, like, it's corridos and stuff like that. And, then, like, they have places that, like, literally the jokes around that is that you need to get stabbed before you can get in.
Like, you know when a girl's walking down the street and a guy whistles at her? That kind of guy is creeping up in those clubs.
Mm-hmm. I mean, those guys are everywhere. And then, you know, we went to Hollywood. All it was is, like, hip-hop and like, you know, EDM or dance music as it was back in the day.
Not no, really EDM is new.
Yeah, so it was, like, more techno. And that's what I'm saying, dance. Uh-huh. Dance music and techno and stuff like that. That's what was that type of clubs are there in Hollywood. And, you know, that wasn't really my thing or my scene. Like, I've been to a couple of them and I went to a couple of them. You know, you live in L.A., you're going to go to a few nightclubs here and there just to check what they're allowed. But I don't like the bar scene. I don't like the club scene. It's not my thing. It's too loud. You can't really talk to anybody. I don't really drink either. Yeah.
Yeah. For those places, you kind of are supposed to be a social drinker at least to get, I guess, to like the music, to like the crowd.
I mean, people like it. I understand. Like the couple of times I went and it was like a big group of friends. It was fun because, you know, you all dance with each other. Like, you guys had, you know, your friends that you would take to go dance.
An adult school dance.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, instead of, you know, instead of, like, middle school dances or high school dances, like, you go, but you have to go with friends. If you try to go by yourself, it's like you're trying to prowl for you know, for people to dance with or for people to meet. It's like you're going to have a really hard time unless you get included into the group. Because it's always groups. People always go in groups or in a date if they're going there.
Cliques.
Yeah.
You got your cliques because you got your cliques of guys over there looking at the girls. You got your cliques of girls dancing for the guys, but yet they don't want to mix.
I mean, yeah.
That shit always happens.
It's all, you know, I mean, you see the girls and they're like, hey, you know, look at us, but don't touch.
Exactly.
And that's always the thing, you know, you can look, but you can't touch. And then so So then it happened. We started talking about like just dinner and different things and trying different things. And you're like, hey, I like this boba place or whatever.
So it was around your birthday because you had just gone to a Laker game.
Yes.
And I had asked you like, oh, I told you, hey, happy late birthday. You know, did you have fun? What did you do? And that's when you started telling me. And I'm like, oh, well, we should go out for some boba for, you know, for a celebration or something like that, right?
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, their boba's really good. I'm a big fan or whatever. But the thing is, I have never tried it.
I learned it's like tapioca.
I guess. I don't know what that means. My palate, I don't think I understand that.
Have you seen tapioca pudding?
Pudding with little balls? I know the name, but I just don't. The palate doesn't register in my brain. Oh. Like, the taste doesn't register in my brain.
Oh.
Yeah, but the thing is, yeah, I said, yeah, I like boba, we should go, pretty much using it as an excuse to go out with you, like as a date or dinner or whatever. But the thing
it
is,
wasn't a date.
For we you, didn't establish it. For you, it wasn't. For me, it was. And that's like the funny part is like, I was trying to turn it into a date without calling it a date, which is weird. But, you know, that's what, because again, we didn't really know each other. So it's kind of weird to ask you like out on a date. So I was trying to make it more of a friendly setting where I can kind of get to know you, and then like after that convince you to go on a date with me. But then obviously I hate going to downtown, like downtown LA,
and the boba place was in downtown. It's just people are bad drivers.
It's just the streets
crowded.
The streets are small, it's crowded, yeah. And there's never any parking, and I just don't like that. I hate that area. I'll go there like if I have to go for like whatever reason, but if I can avoid it, I would. And then that's why, even though I said, yeah, let's go there, let's go get some boba, I'm a big fan of it. I never tasted it in my life, and I didn't want to go there. So what I ended up doing is I ended up picking her up, and kind of where we're driving in the middle of the drive was, I'm not really in the mood for that, I kind of want some food because I'm really hungry. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh yeah, I'm hungry too. Boba's not gonna fill us up, so I was like, oh, I know a good place, and I took you to one of my like nice like favorite restaurants that I like to go to
with happy hour, so you know you don't have to pay that much in case the date didn't go as planned.
With happy hour is actually pretty cheap.
Very.
And actually I don't think I wasted more than like $20,
and I was like super stoked because I thought it was like super fancy. I'm like, oh shit, my beer comes in this boss looking thing. Yes, I did get beer on our first date.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you're going to drink alcohol.
I ate a burger and beer. Girls, you guys trying to freaking impress your guy by eating a salad? Lose a fucking salad. Get some meat in you.
Oh, yeah, no pun intended for that one.
Hey.
But the funniest thing is, like, that place is a really good happy hour. It's a nice, good-looking, like, fancy restaurant. There's, like, a bonfire place outside, like, and yeah, everything. Like, a little patio area that you can hang out in. And happy hour is super cheap, like super cheap. So like I said, I mean, you didn't, if the date for some reason went really bad, I wouldn't have felt bad because I didn't spend that much money. But no. Obviously, as we started dating and I told you the truth, you were like, God damn it, I can't believe you did that shit to me.
What the fuck am I, a cheap fucking pretty woman hoe? What the hell?
No, you're not. You're definitely not. But the thing is, as I told you what it was, the food was, even though it's so cheap, the food is still so good.
Hell
so
yeah.
We still go back anyway, especially when we don't want to spend a lot of money. And then it's right next to one of my favorite movie theaters.
The only movie theater that we actually go to just because we both like it.
Yeah. So like because of that, we always end up eating there before, like we get some happy hour food before we go into the film. So like, you know, that way you get your alcohol and stuff like that. Even though now they serve alcohol in the theater.
For like twice the price.
Yeah, and then that's the thing is like it's more expensive to buy the alcohol in the theater than it is to drink it at the restaurant with the meal and then kind of go in feeling nice and loose and relax into the movie as you just go then sit down and watch it.
Yep.
And so yeah, I ended up convincing you to get to the restaurant and you were like, what the fuck? Like this turned out to be a date, and I was like, yeah, pretty much. This is what I was trying to make it happen and try to convince it to do. And obviously we hit it off and we had a great time. We were nonstop talking the whole time. And then now when I talk so much, you're telling me to shut up. But you know, it happens.
No, not even. I do not tell you to shut up.
But I do talk a lot though.
Which is good because I'm not really much of a talker. Sometimes you kind of have to get some words out. And if I do talk a lot, that just means something's really bothering the crap out of me that I need to get it off my mind.
But yeah, you know, it turned out to be, you know, a date and...
Mm-hmm. Unexpected date. It was like you had me like reeled in into a date without me knowing.
Yeah,
kind of funny.
But I mean, like I said, we obviously you had a blast and you had a good time, And I did too. And I just enjoyed the conversation. And you know, I took you to dinner and we hung out and we talked and we're there for a good while. And then obviously dropped you off and stuff like that. And say, hey, we should go watch a movie or something. Because I love watching movies and watching films. But for me, the first date should never be a movie because it's hard to talk. Because you go.
You don't get to actually talk or get the vibe of the person.
Yeah, and then it's for 2 hours.
Yeah.
You're just sitting there for 2 hours. Obviously, you can talk about the film afterwards if you have nothing else to talk about. So that's like a good thing. Hey, I really don't know what to talk about. Go to the movies and then watch the film and then you guys have something to talk about later. But
so all you kids out there, Netflix and chill. Nah. Go back. Take her out. Get her a real fucking dinner and a real movie.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, if you can't afford it, then there's something else. But if obviously going out as opposed to just hanging out at home at the beginning is a lot different because you kind of you get to experience how people are outside the homes. And then when you get inside the home or, you know, you hang out at home, then it's a whole different scenario and environment and stuff like that. And of course, everybody acts different or anything like that when they're comfortable with each other.
Oh, yeah. It's very different. Like once we started coming into each other's homes, I used to be like a cat.
Yeah, just sleep.
Just sleep. I'll go straight to the bed. I'll let you play video games and I'm just going to go straight to sleep.
And I was okay with that because you wouldn't bother me when I was playing video games. And I could just be screaming and stuff and you'd still be knocked out.
Yes, I would. Yeah.
So, I mean, that was a lot of fun because we got to like really get to know each other in those times. And I immediately started. But, you know, obviously you had that mutual attraction when it's like, oh, hey, I like how we get to talk to each other. Obviously, I know how you look because of, you know, pictures and I had seen you in high school. So I was like, you know, she's pretty attractive, obviously.
I was in somewhat of a shape. That's not a circle.
So was I. Somewhat of a shape, sure.
I remember seeing you, watching me walk. I'm like, oh, yeah.
I don't remember what you're talking about. What are you talking about? When I dropped you off at home or something?
I don't know. I just remember seeing you. I don't know what you're saying. Those probably beer goggles.
Probably. Like beer clock over there telling me that he's checking me out. So I'm moving my hips back and forth. Move him back and forth.
Get his attention. I'm going to reel him in.
No, yeah. So like, I mean, the more we talked and the more we hung out and everything, obviously, like, I immediately like knew I had an instant attraction to you. And it was just like more, you know, more the crush. I wanted to hang out with you. And obviously, like, I was, you know, started thinking about you. I would be texting you all the time. And like, hey, how's it going? Blah, 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 blah. Like, you know, I had fun last night. Obviously, we ended up going to, like, a second date pretty quickly. And then after that, we ended up becoming, as I like to call it, you know, in a mutual, like, in a straight up monogamous, just me and you, nobody else relationship.
After the third date, actually, you brought it up. You're like, I don't want you dating anybody else. So I want to ask you out. To be my girlfriend?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, so you know where I'm at. Like, yeah, we're not just dating. Like, I want you to be my girlfriend. Like, I
because you knew you knew my spreadsheet that I would be probably out and about with my girlfriends. You're probably like, no, I'm gonna lock this down so you and your girlfriends don't go out and do stupid shit.
And then they try to find not stupid shit, but they would try to be like, oh, she's single. Let's try to find her a date. You know?
Because you know, I still do that for girlfriends that are single.
Sure. Let's just say for them. Okay. Yeah.
No, I've told you.
Yeah, you still wingman for
them. Yeah. I mean, I'm not stupid. I'm not going to go do something stupid out there. You've said it yourself in the beginning. I wouldn't even message you back. And that's like so easy for people to hide. And I wouldn't even do the simplest thing as hiding a message.
Yeah, because, there's no need to. And obviously, because of that, knowing how you were and when we started dating, mm-hmm. The trust was even there even more because I already knew that before I even dated you, I knew how you were in relationships without really knowing how you were in relationships, if that makes any sense.
No, it does make a lot of sense. That's why somehow people end up going out with their friends in the end because they kind of already know more of that person and already get that vibe from that person knowing that they're not going to, you know, do something stupid or whatever.
Yeah. I had a blast and I was really happy, like, getting to know you and be able to take you out and date and everything. And then, of course, then eventually we got to the place where, like, you're like, hey, I really want to go dance. You remember that Tata club we couldn't go to? Let's go to another club that's here in, like, downtown L.A. And again, downtown L.A. or, like, Hollywood, close to, like, Hollywood area or whatever. And I obviously, like, again, being from L.A., like, I've been to different clubs and I've known of this club. And I was like, I really don't want to go to this club. This is a ghetto club. Like, this is, like, a really, like, not ghetto in a sense of how it, like how it interacts, but just ghetto as the way, like for me, the way it looked, because it was an old, like it's pretty much an
old building. It's a rundown. Yeah. Yeah, it's a rundown building that was one thing turned into another to a club.
Well, yeah, it's an amphitheater that got turned into a club. Like you can tell because there's like three floors, and when you go to the third floor, it's literally like the seats for like the amphitheater, and people go up there, and all they're doing is just sitting down and like making out or whatever, and it's pretty gross up there because I know you know that they don't clean.
Oh, no, I'm sure they don't. Yeah, yeah, so you run a black light over some of those things, you don't even want to touch them.
Yeah, so we ended up going out to this club to go dancing and everything. And then that's when you got pretty intoxicated. You got
I got a ratchet drunk.
Yeah, you had a good amount of drinks in you. And
no,
you
it wasn't anything. Because I got a lot of drinks on me. You just it's because anything. I had not eaten anything, and may I say, back then I was, you know, a little more of a toothpick compared to now. So therefore, my body couldn't take that much alcohol. And then on top of that, I told the bartender to hook up those drinks,
and they did.
And they did.
And then it wasn't also in a sense too. You were with your friends, so obviously, like we had just been going out, just us. And this time where we went out in a group, and then you went out with, you know, your friends were there. So you were more relaxed. Obviously, you know that we were actually like, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah.
And not just dating where I can easily bounce and say, yeah, my hands are clean. You know, it's more of like, hey, it's a little bit more serious. So I can kind of relax a little bit, but have more fun, be free. And then, yeah, you were around your friends and all your friends are drinking. Obviously, you're a social drinker with them. And I wasn't, so I was like, I'm not going to drink. I don't drink. So I was looking out for you, making sure you, like nothing happened to you. And one thing that I actually appreciated, even though you were at this point already drunk, when it is a club setting and you are with your friends, and obviously I'm dancing with you, but people are like passing by or whatever. At one point we got separated, and then some guy was like trying to dance with you, and you're like, what the hell? Who are you? And you're like, push him away. Even though you were drunk, like, you pushed him away, and, like, you came, and you, like, straight up, like, looked for me, you grabbed him by the hand, and kind of, like, showing him, like, hey, no, I'm with him. Like, without having to, like, say it or whatever, you just went, like, pushed him away, came, and you grabbed my hand, and then we started, like, dancing or whatever. At this point, though, you were drunk, so you could have been, like, oh, whatever, I'm gonna be loose, I'm gonna be, like, I could be however I want, because I'm drunk, I can use it as an excuse. But no, you didn't. Like, you were drunk, but you still knew that I was there with you, and you didn't forget about me. And you didn't, like, push me to the side or whatever, which is, like, something that... To this day, I still remember, because I was like, even though she's fucking drunk, she still knows who I am. That's
good. That's funny.
Yeah, so yeah. At one point, we ended up, like, leaving the club or whatever, and some security guard, like, looked at you, because, again, you were pretty gone.
I was super intoxicated.
I mean,
I don't even remember. I remember, like, parts.
We were young, you know, it counts and everything. I mean, we were still young, you know, and everything like that, but my favorite part was that the security guard came up to us, and then... He started looking at you because you were drunk, and obviously I was helping you and leading you out of the club so you can get to the car and I could take you home. Not take you home for that reason, but just take you home so because you were drunk.
We were still fresh into the relationship, you guys. Don't get your minds in the gutter right now.
Yeah, so the security guard is like, who are, like he went up to you, like, do you know who he is, like, da-da-da, and you were like, let go of me, and I was like, Liz, like, hey, he's talking to you, trying to ask you who I was, and I'm, like, trying to tell this guy, like, da-da-da, like, yeah, dude, like, I know who she is, like, she's my girlfriend, blah, 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 and...
Let me just add her quickly on Instagram.
And you were just not having anything with the security guard. You were like, let me go. I just want to go home, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I can't let you go with some stranger. Like, do you know who he is? Do you know who he is? Obviously, you were drunk, so you couldn't say anything. You were just like, just let me go. I just want to go home.
Let me go.
Not that bad.
I wasn't slurring.
You were not blacked out. You were not slurring. You were just,
I blacked out. I don't know about that.
You blacked out afterwards, like when you were in the club. Like, you fell asleep.
In the club?
No.
Oh, because
when you were in the car.
I'm sure I probably would have done that.
No, when you were in the car, that's when you fell asleep, and that's when we ended up, like, taking off and stuff like that. But it was funny because one of your friends, like, saw that you were, like, knocked out, and I was like, okay, I got your phone, and I texted him, like, okay, we're leaving, guys. Like, she's already passed out. Like, she's sleeping in the car. I'm going to drop her off at home. Like, you know, we got to go. And then one of your friends comes over, and she looks at you, and she's like, ah, she's good. I'm going to go get a hot dog.
Took off to go get a hot dog.
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, it's cold already. Like, she's, you know, obviously she's not in a...
The designated driver. If I want to not pick you up and take you home, I'm still the driver.
It's funny because at that moment, I wanted to leave her. I was like, obviously all the other friends that were riding with us were there. And she was the only one that when she went to get a hot dog, everybody else was like, oh, I'm going to get a hot dog too. And I was like, fuck, man, I'm going to just leave you guys and bounce.
Man, that hot dog would have been really good for that night, though.
I mean, it's a street hot dog, and we're going to eat a street hot dog right now anyway, so.
I know we are. Hey! Which is perfect why we're doing this today.
Yeah, so then.
It's in the air. Love is in the air.
She's loving the smell of the hot dog.
Oh, yeah. Also, I remember that even though we had just started dating, I was so comfortable enough. I had pants in there, no? Yeah. In the car. I freaking changed into some pants. Knocked out. Probably hear me snoring. Probably. And he just fell in love with me.
That was the moment I said, she's the one.
Exactly.
Yeah, so then I obviously drove you home and then I dropped you off at your house. And I was walking to your door and everything to, like, get you inside. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna walk home. Again, we didn't live that far away from each other, like a few blocks. And you were like, no, you can't walk home. No, I'll drive you. And I was like, you're drunk. You obviously can't drive. No, I'll drive you. You can't walk home. It's too late. It's dark. Obviously, we don't.
Because we had driven there in my car.
Yeah. And we don't live in the safest neighborhood.
Exactly.
So you were like, no, it's too late. You can't walk, blah, blah. I'll drive you. And I was like, no, you're drunk. Like, just get in, get some sleep. I'll be fine. I'll text you or call you when I get home so you know I'm okay. And then you're like, no, take my car. And then you just like threw your keys at me and closed the door. And I was like, I guess if it makes you feel better. So I ended up just driving your car home and then dropping off in the morning. And then my parents were like, why do you have her car? And I was like, you guys know. She's like,
she's the one.
She was drunk. And I was like, yeah. She's like, did you drink? No, obviously not. I was a designated driver. They're like, okay, that's fine then. As long as you guys are both safe and obviously you're not drinking, so it's okay for you to drive. And, you know, she had fun and, you know, nothing else happened. And I was like, yeah. So the next day I took it off and I
don't run the black light over the back seat.
That's kidding. Disgusting. Because
I had to throw a joke in there. I had to throw a yoke in there so you guys could.
Oh, why would you ruin such a good joke with a yoke? Why would you say that? See what I mean? This is, stop ruining good jokes that way.
Okay. Okay. Aye, aye.
So, yeah, then obviously I took the car home to you the next day and you were like, what happened last night? Because you fell asleep afterwards. And I was like, then I started telling you the story and then. I think we were just, like, after that, we're just talking. And then I got really busy at work and school, so we weren't able to go out for, like, a week or something. And you were like, is he not going to date me anymore? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, we're still dating each other. Like, you didn't.
I never pushed. Away. Yeah, and I never pushed the envelope telling you, like, hey, why are we not hanging out or anything like that? I'm not clingy like that.
You weren't.
I wasn't. And then I turned into clingy person.
Yeah, now you. Can't help but you smother me every other day.
I like, have
it was
to.
Freaking like trying to choke me to kisses.
You like it though.
I do. I just can't tell you. I do because you stop. So yeah, that you know, obviously you were drunk, but you weren't like incoherent. You weren't like screaming at people. You weren't like trying to fight people, other than the security guard. And then you weren't like being rude to me. You weren't like pushing me aside or like dancing with other people or like being anything like that. You weren't being rowdy. You were. Drunk, but you were calm. And then you're like, I just want to go home. And then you started telling me, like, you know, your ambitions and dreams and stuff because you were drunk. And I was like, well, I mean, I know what kind of drunk she is. She's a calm drunk, and all she talks about is her dreams and ambitions. So I'm like, she's fine to go out with. Like, you know, she doesn't scare me.
Oh, my God.
You know, unfortunately, I learned that you scared me later on. You know, but during that point, you were fine. So I was okay with dating you. I was okay with obviously dating you, and obviously now here we are and married and have a kid. So, yeah. But luckily, now that we have a kid, you don't get that drunk anymore, so that's good.
No, because I'm a blackout drunk, and I'd rather not blackout.
Well, you're in a blackout in the sense that you go to sleep.
And then as time went by, I noticed that I do get rowdy. You just haven't seen it. I punched a guy before.
Twice. I mean, I'm pretty sure he deserved it, though.
He fucking deserved it.
Yeah, so that'll be a story for another time for the podcast. I think that'll be a good other story to share. Like, hey, you guys
getting drunk moments.
Yeah, because for me, drunk moments would be me seeing drunk people because obviously I've always been sober.
I know, and up to date, so. He won't. I mean, I would love to lock us up in a hotel room and just drink and see what happens.
Yeah, so yeah, I wouldn't do that. I don't know myself when I'm drunk.
I'd be like, just bring your game system and let's just fucking play all night.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been drunk, so I don't know how it is when I'm being drunk. But I mean, that'll be, again, drunk stories. Well, what I've seen of people being drunk, and of course, what mm-hmm. you've done while being drunk or whatever, or seen, it will be a different podcast for another time. Mm-hmm. But this was just a, you know, quick story of our, you know, how we pretty much started dating and everything, and why I appreciate the way you are and why I fell in love with you. And obviously, there's more to it, but, you know, I still love you. I still love you.
Really? Still? Should I start counting the time until you, like, not love me anymore?
No, of course not. I love you. You know, until death do us part, you know.
Should I share our first kiss?
No, that's okay. We'll save that for later.
For later?
Yeah, we'll save that for later.
Aww. It's such a sweet story.
But there's a paper sign that says, you know, I love you until death do us part.
If there's a definition under honey, it's our story.
Oh, God, this is bad jokes. Sometimes so I need these sweet. Bad jokes. So as always, guys, thank you guys so much for listening. Again, this is just a quick bit and quick.
Sorry to smother you guys.
And how we met. You'll hear Angie's and Luis's small story next. I've actually never heard how they met and everything, so that'll be cool to hear from my side too.
That would be, because they get along with each other so well.
Yeah.
That it's like, fuck. Like, did you guys grow up together? Did you guys, you know, like, live so close to each other that you guys would hang out? No, they didn't.
Yeah,
they live so far away. It's just crazy.
I know. I was there, not there, like, technically when they met, but I knew when they started their relationship, I knew them. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Angie's one of my best friends, and now we do this podcast together, so now we know how, you know, we know who Luis and they are and everything like that. I introduced you. So, you know, stay tuned for their podcast, you know, for their minisode, and then we'll be doing, like I said, it'll be like a trilogy. The last minisode of this trilogy would be us, you know, how we met, like, high school stories and how we met in high school and everything, and just, you know, what we think of each other now, and hopefully we won't kill each other for it later.
Hide the butter knife.
I don't know what that means. Sure. Hide the butter knife. As always, guys, thank you guys so much for listening. Just go ahead, you can check the description below, you can check our social media there, where to follow us. We won't bore you death on that, but as always, guys, if you guys want to support us financially, you guys can actually support us from $1 or more. Just go to patreon.com/exclusivelex. You can go to youtube.com/exclusivelex to check out the video podcast. Again, these next two podcasts won't be video, but the trilogy ending will be have a video for sure. So you can hear us and see us tell our stories. Share it with your friends. Let them know, hey, this is a cool podcast. Listen to it. And of course, if you're on iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating. We'd definitely appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for listening. See you next time. Take care.
Ding, 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 ding.
Bye.
Bye.